Sitting out.
You. Yep, and we back like we never left, like we never stopped. Man, we here doing another Solidity This podcast, now Solidity This YouTube as well.
Yes, 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 we here.
We got two guests in the building. I'm going to introduce them after we say our names in this. So I'm going to go first this time. I normally go last. I'm Christopher Joe.
It's your boy BC.
It's your boy Eastside Q in the building.
It's your boy Chili.
Oh man. And with us, we got, y'all gonna call him Big Perm all night, yo?
Hey, we roll with somebody and you know him for years. I knew him since the sandbox. And I knew him since I was 13 years old. That's Big Perm to me, man.
Like stocking caps and Wade.
Well, we got Big Perm in the building. And then on the right, the special guest of the night, we got Josh in the building. Yo, he is I guess the maker of this hot sauce that we just put on our chicken, the Caribbean Reaper. I told y'all guys, this shit was fire. I've been bragging about this since like episode 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely good.
So we all think that your hot sauce get a stamp of approval. It got me sweating right now, y'all. I'm trying to compose myself, but I'm hot. It happened. It just hit me right the fuck now.
It's good. And it's got a little sweet taste to it.
Oh my God. So
you can taste that.
It's got a nice balance.
It does have a nice balance. So we'll start off with one question. What made you do infused hot sauce and not like the regular, like brownies, Rice Krispie treats, you know, the normal go-to, gummy drops and all that, gummy fish and all that? What made you go with hot sauce? Because that's not a normal, like, I love edibles. That's not a normal thing you get. So what made you do hot sauce?
I've been making hot sauce for a few years, actually. I'll tell you the backstory in a minute, but why I decided to go hot sauce is because I feel like everyone's doing the same thing.
Okay.
I mean, I've been cooking my whole life, and I don't want to do the same thing everyone's doing. You got to come up with something new. You got to stick out from the group. You got to be new.
Want to be an originator.
right.
Hey, man, so what I notice every time I have had this sauce, like 10, 15 minutes, my world started to get groovy. And then like 30 minutes, you're going to see me. I'm going to be drooling for a little bit. So pardon me, guys, on this holiday of 420. I got to put a disclaimer out there just in case you're looking at it weird.
You shouldn't be eating.
Hey, nah. Hey, listen, it's good. You tasted it. Yeah. You had it on some shrimp. Yeah. So you know me, shit. Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it has a good balance, has a nice tang to it. Definitely flavorsome. You know, it holds a lot of flavor, and you know, for people that enjoy a little spice to their foods, it has the best of both worlds: sweet, spice, and you know, you can get right at the end of it all.
So I'm passing to our other guest who had like 4 chicken wings of it. Yo, how you feeling over there?
It was more like 2, you know what I mean? But hey, you know what the sauce said? You remember on Friday at the Next? So good, make you want to smack your mama.
Yo, I agree, man. Yo. It's definitely, yeah. So I know, so guys, right now, we'll bring it into what happened lately. Last week, at the beginning of this week, Black Rob died, bro. Remember we talked about that last episode with DMX? They said he wasn't doing well.
Failure.
He died, bro. Another one.
Yeah, another
of them, like, whoa. Bro, I just had to bump that the other day. Look, bad chick of town, she was, whoa, you remember that fucking... Nigga, that was me all in the club, like, shit, man.
Like, whoa.
Yo, it ain't gonna be music or sounds like that. Like,
it's a different era. That was a different era, man.
And also, too, like, these guys, what age did they die at? Like,
yeah.
It's, you know, they were older than you thought. You know what I mean? It's like, you never would think.
DMX was 50 years old, right? Yeah.
I mean,
I mean, so these guys that are up there, they know they didn't take care of their bodies well. I mean, back then, you had these artists with all this money. They having fun. They enjoying their life. You know what I mean? That's what they was doing.
Yeah, man.
Catch up to you in the end, though. You know, so.
Hey, you know, it's all about maintaining, being healthy. Shit, I'm hot. Yo, I really feel like I'm starting to get hot. I'm sweating, bro. Yo, this hot sauce, bro. Nigga, I'm sweating.
The hot sauce got him hot.
Words, yo, I should have worn the Saluti the t-shirt instead of the long sleeve.
Because,
you know, I'm baking over here. I really am. Anybody got any other questions, man? Because I'm, woo, I need a moment.
So let me ask you this. How do you go about making sure the balance of your hot sauce is right? Do you taste test?
Okay, all right. So when I first made it, can I give you the backstory?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, backstory. So around this neighborhood, I worked at Eagle Oaks. Okay. I was a cook over at Eagle Oaks, and one of the chefs called me downstairs and had a plate for me. He was like, hey, taste this. And I was like, nah, that doesn't seem smart. There's a pepper on the plate. Like, that doesn't seem smart. And then we had a Jamaican chef. He walked in. He's like, don't do it, man. That's not smart. I was like, who are you telling me what to do? So, you know, I popped a little piece of it. I was like, oh, this is like super sweet. It is like super sweet. And then like 2 seconds later, boom, it was a builder. Kept boom, 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 kept going. I had to stop working for like 20, 30 minutes.
Damn.
Y'all, that's how I feel right now.
So the next day, they called me downstairs again. He was like, hey, eat that. And I was like, no, I'm not stupid. I'm not falling for that 2 days in a row. He said, no, it's a different pepper. It's fine. Different pepper. I was like, okay. So I popped it. Immediate pain. Hurt. Pain. No flavor. Pain. So the first one was a Carolina Reaper. Number one ranked hot pepper in the world.
Damn.
And then the other one was fifth rank, which I believe is the ghost pepper. Ghost pepper is fifth rank hottest pepper in the world. So I was like, all right, that's crazy, because scientifically, the chemical inside peppers that produces heat is called capsaicin. And capsaicin goes about it three different ways. Number one, you got your builder.
Mm-hmm.
Taste some hot sauce. Taste some nice flavor. It builds up to your heat. Number two, you got straight off the bat heat. Just pain. Hurts your tongue. Hurts everything. And then number three is kind of like a happy medium of the both. So I knew people would be scared to taste something that's number one hottest in the world. So my goal was to nullify that heat. And the thing to defuse capsaicin is dairy, which, you know, you eat bread, mm-hmm. you drink milk, you know, dairy, alcohol, and acid, acidic things. So making this hot sauce, I decided to go with a tropical flavor to match this natural sweetness of the pepper. So there's citrus fruit in there. There's pineapple. Pineapple has the has the highest amount of acid. The acid inside of it actually breaks down protein. You know when you eat pineapple and your mouth goes numb?
Yeah.
That's the pineapple eating you back. It is breaking down the proteins in your mouth. That's why your mouth goes numb.
That's crazy. So before you give any other ingredients off in the sauce for somebody trying to redo it again.
This person here has done some research.
Hey.
So I knew that the Caribbean, Carolina Reaper is naturally a builder in capsaicin.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you were going to get that natural sweetness from it first. That's what you're tasting. I know, like, people are like, what's that? Would you sweeten it with sugar or something? No, that's pepper. That's straight up pepper. I don't got sugar in this. That's straight up pepper.
Wow.
That you're tasting. That you can't identify it. That's not in your flavor profile of the sweetness. That's the natural flavor of the pepper. And then when the heat kicks in, that's when you get your pineapple, you get your citrus to nullify that heat.
That's when you get the little.
No.
So I hope that answered your question. I went on a little bit of a rant, but to balance out that heat, that's what I use.
Nah, that's dope.
Well,
that's dope. And honestly, when I tasted it, I like hot food. So if you would have gave me something that wasn't the number one that pounds you and burns you, like, I'm down with that taste. Like, I had like the like some fucking like high rank hot sauce. I love that fucking spice where you can't feel nothing in your chest and your throat for a little bit. Oof. That's my shit. But this though, this is definitely like. Like that sweet spice.
Yeah,
it feel like I could eat it with everything. Like I could dip my chicken nuggets from McDonald's in there. Okay. Or I could do like anything, like, hey, I want to put it on like ribs or whatever. Like it feels like it blends and it pairs with so many different things.
And it has a consistency of a buffalo sauce.
Mm, yeah.
It has a consistency, like it's nice and thick and like it marinate coats. Yeah.
So what is your favorite food to put your sauce on?
That's a hard one because I'm coming out with more sauces.
Mm.
So I've been experimenting with this.
Well, I tell you.
I'll tell you to put it on.
But you do.
Bro, wait, eat it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I also had some samples go out to a bunch of people.
I am one of the people.
Yeah.
Bro, we had it on. I mixed it with cheese, bro. Cheese and the hot sauce. It sounded like it would be nasty, bro. But it almost was like, you know how you mix cheese and ketchup? And it's like perfect? Bro, this shit was perfect.
I don't know what you're saying.
But you never had cheese and ketchup?
I mean, I guess when you put ketchup on your burger, cheese whiz on your fries.
You ever had your burger, like you ever got a burger and they put the fries together and a little bit of the burger cheese been on it? And you eat it like, oh shit, this fries, this cheese on this fries. You ever had cheese fries?
Yo, Chris, can I help you out? It was cheese sauce. It's not like a slice of cheese.
I wasn't eating it on like a block of cheese. I was eating it mixed in with my pretzel dip. I thought I said cheese dip.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
Wait a second. First of all, if I can explain to you what's happening in my mind right now, nigga,
you said cheese. Bro,
cheese. There's cheese in it.
And I want
cheese whiz, cheese dip, nacho cheeses. It was all that shit.
Nacho cheese.
I want to add in that I also grow my own peppers too.
Ooh, nice.
And the way that you make it hotter is that you starve the plant. So you don't give it water. Water, obviously, H2O. You starve it of oxygen, and then it contracts and then strengthens the capsaicin.
Okay.
So that makes it hotter.
So I'll ask what the people are wondering. Where can you get this hot sauce from? Where do I need to go? What do I need? How many do I need to order? And what prices I'm looking at?
Oh, heard. All right. So
yeah, put the hot sauce out so they can see.
So I'll tell after I say that. You can hit me up on Instagram, shoot me a DM. It's Death Blossom Sauces.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give too much, but Death Blossom is gonna be another sauce. I got a couple more sauces coming out, a couple other things coming out, but we're looking about 100 milligrams an ounce.
Okay. So
for people that are watching on YouTube, this right here, this is 1 ounce. This is 100 milligrams. And this guy over here, this is 4 ounces. That's 400 milligrams.
That's
so on a heat scale. What would you give this on a heat scale for people who, you know, may not like spice?
Yeah, so my main interest in this was creating balance, something you can taste and not be in pain. So we're looking about a 5.
Okay. Out of 10, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, 5 out of 10.
Definitely about a 5. That's more than fair.
That's more than fair.
Well, me, it's like a 4, because I said, a 4, 4.5 for me.
Yeah.
Personally.
Well, I'm saying that it's not even like a consistent number because it like hits you.
Yeah.
It's got that kick on it, that little kicker, that little hint on the back end.
Like I was saying, the capsaicin is a builder. There's a builder in this pepper.
And then he kills it and mellows it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, like you said, it's just balanced. It's perfect. It definitely enhances whatever you're eating it on, the flavor.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, definitely enhances the flavor.
I mean, like you said, it made me want to put it on I want to try it with French fries.
Yeah.
I want to try it with nuggets. I want to, you know, I haven't had it with a burger.
Nachos.
Exactly.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. Cheese steak.
Just some little beef on your nachos and the
cheese. Like, that's one of those things you can pretty much put it on everything.
Yeah. It's good, people. I'm telling you, it's good.
Mix it in with your spaghetti sauce.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
All right, so
put some raviolis under that.
I want to give a little tidbit out because I'm making two more sauces. I'll give a little tidbit out. One of them is going to be a jerk barbecue sauce.
That sounds good already.
The other one I tested it out on a friend. It got a thumbs up. I'm big into Asian food. That's where my kind of background comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all right. So it's a little hard to like think of, but this whole like Japanese culture is kind of like blowing up, like with the kids and all that stuff. Like, I love ramen. I don't know if y'all like ramen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so we like ramen. We like a little bit of teriyaki chicken, stuff like that. So I'm trying to make a sauce that is a glaze, like a teriyaki chicken glaze, and then I want it to double as a ramen broth. So you throw a little bit of chicken stock in it, then you drop your noodles in it, and then you got your infused ramen right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just drink it up at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. All right, so
imagine what that do to you when you drink.
I've seen it in person.
Oiled and saying,
I've seen it in person, man. It was a 4-hour high when I saw it in person.
Body.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Damn. So,
and it hit.
Wow.
So, being you around entrepreneurs, right? You having this business venture, you are in that category. What's your big plan for your hot sauce? Like, what's the next step for what you're doing besides the sauces? Like, is there anything bigger that you are like working towards or you're planning on getting? Like,
Or going in a different direction with it, or
so you said it a little bit better. So the hot sauce is to get my foot in the door. I went to culinary school, I got my culinary degree. I have also got my pastry degree, and I've also studied in French cuisine. And I really want to do a little bit, you know, like a little bit of bougier stuff, because you got your brownies, you got your cookies, you got your blah blah blah. You got all that stuff, but we can go farther than that.
Cakes.
We can go farther than that.
Like you said,
going to a different direction with it. I want to go into a different direction with it and make bougie stuff.
Like
fresh crepes.
Hey, listen.
Kangaroo steaks.
So I ain't gonna lie, bro. One time he made this with this. What was it? What kind of meat was that?
Oh, the ribeye.
The rib, bro. Yo, he made this ribeye sandwich, bro, and I put a little hot sauce on it, bro.
And he was like,
yo. Yo, not only, but it just complemented the meat, though. Like, you know how you have certain sauce that, like, it takes away, like, A1 sauce, like, it can take the steak taste away.
Yeah.
Yo, this did not, it just complimented it. It like, enriched it.
Yeah, A1 sauce is, like, bland.
Yeah. So I put this hot sauce on to be the substitute for it, and I was expecting,
you know,
like,
what? It's thick like
this. Yeah.
That's why I said, A1 sauce.
But it complemented the sandwich. You know how I was telling
you. Yeah,
like, you know how if you put A1 sauce, it drowns that taste.
Yeah.
You'll eat a steak, be like, I taste more of the A1 sauce than the steak.
Yeah.
This did not, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I taste that, like, the flavor
yeah,
and the robustness.
Yeah.
All in the meat. Yo, bro.
That was a good
that
sandwich
was delicious. Even the bread was delicious, bro.
Was
like the bread, the little seeds on the bread. All that shit was good, bro.
Everything was great.
Oh,
that's what's up. Yeah, I ball out a little bit. I get a full ribeye. I don't get the individual steak. I get the full ribeye, clean all the fat off of it, tie them up so that they don't shrink. I cryo back each and every one of them.
Bro, it was like heaven.
I'm going to tell you what.
Matter of fact, I think we should do that this weekend.
It definitely leaves you wanting more.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's like you forget about is it infused?
Yeah.
Yeah. Relax.
Yeah. Yeah. You do.
Gotta relax.
You do, Matt. Yeah.
But it's that good.
And make, like you said, make you want to, because you eat the portion that you put it on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, that shit was good. And go back.
And you're not thinking about.
You're getting something in there.
So, yeah. At first, I was playing around with the dosaging and stuff like that. And Chris gave me some good pointers on that. He was like, there's not a lot of people that like a lot of hot sauce. So you make it count. Yeah. So at first, I was doing 50 milligrams an ounce. I mean, I got a friend. He's like, nah, I don't feel anything.
Like, yeah, that, you
he did. That? He did this whole 1 ounce bottle on a breakfast sandwich. Like, nah,
wow.
Yeah, I tried.
And I was like, all right. So then I bumped it up to 100, and he was like, yeah, dude, that was a mistake. he was like, yeah, he forced himself to go to sleep after like putting this on a bacon egg and cheese, man.
That's what I was just yeah, about to say. Imagine doing that in the morning.
Yeah,
bacon egg and cheese with a little hash
instead
brown.
Of having a wake and bake, bro. You have a wake and breakfast.
Holy shit,
bro! I
take you up.
My whole day is ruined. Yep. My
you
whole day
talking about putting you down.
How many bottles you brought?
Right, like,
I'm off tomorrow. I'm sorry.
You know what? I completely forgot. So, I guess we'll touch upon it closer to the end, but we're going to do a little bit of a giveaway.
Yes.
If you're watching on YouTube, we got these two bottles right here. We're going to do a little bit of giveaway. We can explain more at the end.
And for our podcasters and everybody that follow us on Instagram and on Facebook, we'll explain the rules and the details there so you have a chance to win. We're not biased here, man. It's not all about YouTube. It's about you guys. It's about the people.
Yeah, man. People on the ride to work that they got like a half hour to the kill in the road.
Shit.
Listen to us,
Yo, I'm just stuck on that eating it for breakfast, bro. I'd be pulled over on the turnpike like, oh man, I might as well just call out.
Like, what am I supposed to be doing? Forget where you going. I was going somewhere.
Yeah. Back home. Like, hey, ain't you supposed to be at work? Damn, I do something.
You gotta get out the car, see how you dress. Like, wait a minute, where I'm going?
Oh shit, yeah, man. Well, you know, hey, try it at your own risk. We gonna reiterate that. If you buying this hot sauce, try it at your own risk, man. Make sure you know what you're doing. Microdose. Look, dead ass serious. If you don't think you got enough.
Josh, what's the proper dosage for a burger?
When you say a cat full.
Oh, damn, that's a good alley hoop to that.
Oh man. Cause I'm over here looking at him. Cause what he do? Like he did like a triple dose. And then after you put the triple dose on, he put another.
Yeah, went back for some more.
But all right, so like I said, it's 100 milligrams an ounce. So a tablespoon is 50 milligrams. 2 tablespoons is an ounce.
So what you're saying, woo! CJ probably did a little bit more than he needed to.
I mean.
Cause I'm a G though.
He said. I mean,
what do we do?
You being tasteful is what you're saying.
We had about 7 chicken wings and like 5 shrimp. We threw in a bowl. I dropped in about 125 milligrams.
All right.
And what's that? That's about what's math. That's about like 20 milligrams a piece. My math could be off.
2 times 7 is 140. Yeah.
I ain't gonna
try about that. About that.
15.
I love
that. Ounce.
Yeah. I mean, a chicken wing, something like that. So, I mean, that's a good, you know, that's a good party right there. You have a couple friends over. Well, my friend did. I have a friend. I told him about it, and he literally Venmo'd me right away. He was like, "Whatever it is, I need this."
Yeah,
he had a party. I think he was like watching UFC with a bunch of his friends, and he made buffalo chicken, and he didn't tell any of his friends what he put in.
Mm.
And I texted him like, "Yo, how's it going?" And then I didn't hear from him. And he was like, he hit me back the next day. He was like, "Dude, everything went well. My friends all messed up. Oh."
Yeah, great job.
Yeah. So So you skipped my, when I asked you about entrepreneurs, I asked you where they can find it, and I asked you the cost.
Oh, yeah, the cost.
So what we looking at for, I see you got two different size bottles. Yeah. So where, what's the smallest bottle that they could get? What's the largest bottle? And walk us through prices there.
All right, so I got a 1 ounce, a 4 ounce, and an 8 ounce.
Okay, so what do you have in front of you?
This is the 1 ounce and this is the 4 ounce.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So the 1 ounce is 100 milligrams an ounce. So we got 100 milligrams right here. We're looking about like $25.
You said that's about 2 tablespoons.
Yeah. Okay. And obviously, you know, you buy a bigger size of something, it gets cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. You know, so the 4 ounces, we're looking at $80. So like, obviously, if you get four of the 1 ounce, you spend $100. If you get the 4 ounce, you save $20. And then with the 8 ounce is 150, you get 800 milligrams, and you save in, what do you say, like 30 bucks, 40 bucks?
Mm.
800 milligrams.
Bro.
Somebody going sleep. But somebody ain't going to realize what's in there.
So what, why did you decide to infuse it with pepper? Was it just something... Just something that you just wanted to do, like a pepper instead of trying like a food or something else?
Well, hot sauce came first.
Mm-hmm.
I've been selling the hot sauce for a few years now. And the infusedness came later.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even looking for it. You know, it kind of found me.
Right.
Because one of my friends hit me up from high school and she was just doing the whole edible thing. She's asking me how to cook,
mm-hmm.
do all these sort of things. And she got product from a place. And I was like, yeah, let's give it a try. And I already know this is my own.
Mm.
That's not anyone else's. And if you're on the YouTube, you'll probably see it on Instagram too. It's on the story right now. My friend drew this logo. Got my homie. I got so many artist friends. And I wanna blow him up too because he's super talented and I always push him to do better. He did the logo. What's his Instagram?
Shout him out.
All right.
Check out the logo on our Instagram.
Yeah.
That's Solidity This Instagram.
Yeah.
His name is Grizz, GRIZZORITH. His name is James Astuto. He is like the day one homie. When I moved out, well, I was supposed to move out to Jersey. I was still in New York. I still had high school. I lived with him and his family. His mom gave me a place to live as I finished high school. So, yeah.
What's his name? James?
James,
yeah. Woo! Let's give it up to James. For drawing shit. Hey, yo, maybe you could draw. I got an idea for you, bro. I got something I need you to draw for me. That's dope. All right. Yeah.
And he's you're gonna see a couple more logos coming out with my different sauces, and hopefully he'll be my artist.
Mm.
See, that's okay. Dope. So you put your homies on. You shout see,
James.
Yo, he shout said it's been his day one. Right? Day one. Yo, that's what happened.
I'm in here with my day one.
Yo. Man, how you feeling, yo? I still gotta ask you because I want to check on you. You ate the most out of all of us, so. You know, I'm nervous. Hey, look, I know how I feel right now.
I'm feeling good. Mellowed out, right? I'm feeling nice.
I can't see his eyes at all.
Woo.
I left the shades on because I know my eyes is
no. And I wish I looked good in shades. I'll be wearing them. So,
remember,
with my
talking
eyes
about the flyers? You're talking about the flyers, right?
Oh, man.
I think we answered the question, y'all.
Oh, I don't think so. But
no.
What I can say is that I definitely need a motherfucking break.
Yes.
We won't let these sponsors kick in, tell you about we gotta email somebody about another sponsorship, guys. We're gonna talk about that.
Right now we're gonna let Anchor, we're gonna pay these bills to Anchor real quick.
All right, guys, we'll be back after our sponsors.
Oh, man, and we back. I had to recover real fast after Mr. Grim Reaper himself is in his building, man, because that shit is, woof, Caribbean. Caribbean Spice Josh. I'm going to have to come up with a nickname now for you.
For the sauce?
Nah, not that fucking shit is what it's, hey, That's the Caribbean Grim Reaper right there. Or the Caribbean Reaper?
Yes, sir.
Yo, bro.
He called it the Caribbean.
Yo, that's how, nigga, that's how I feel, yo. I feel like I'm... Woo! Bro, I just jumped into round three right now, yo. Like, everything...
Stage three?
Bro. No. This is a fight for me, bro. Bro, I'm going through rounds over here. It's like it's like a boxing match. Nigga, I'm losing. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Bro,
Get too much on that bird.
Yo, look. I'm holding this, and I can feel, like, the metal and all that, like, the glass and everything that made this. Yo, I'm high. I'm high as fuck.
You got the Martin Lawrence Boys, too.
Yeah, so now that, you know, I'm looking at it closer, you know, what made you come up with this name? Where did it come from?
The flavors. So I got like tropical Caribbean like flavors going on in there, and the pepper that I use is the Carolina Reaper. So I just bump them two together.
Yeah, well, fuck.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah.
Shit. I thought, this is my happy 420, everybody. Yeah. Hey, look. Look, if you miss 420, you can celebrate tomorrow for 421, 422. Pick a day. May 1st. Oh, Cinco de Mayo. Yo, come on. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo.
Bro.
Want a taco?
Oh, yo, I was.
You know what? I might do a special sauce just for that, like a limited edition.
Bro, you should do a special meal.
So would you do,
that's what you should do.
Would you do a food truck?
Mm.
Why are we going into some deep water?
Saying the sauce is like the ice.
That might be the next move. Because whole restaurant might be too much for me.
Right.
So I think I'm gonna do some food truck stuff.
That would be dope. What would you make? Would it be the pastries that you want to go into, or would it be food like meats or seafoods?
I think I wanted to step into Asian food. I wanted to do some Asian food because I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of all that Chinese, Korean, Japanese. Yeah, I'm big into that. And especially because it's kind of, for some reason, it's taken over all of a sudden. You know, you see anime and all this stuff, everyone's watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been a fan of that. I mean, it's always been around, mm-hmm. but I feel like during quarantine, everyone's watching anime.
Facts, yo.
Anime is a big deal.
Yo.
Well, I think they publicize it more, like Netflix has it and stuff like that now.
And cool. I'm always
it used to have to be it was like a something you had to go search for.
Yeah.
Find a website.
Yeah.
I know a private person that was selling it, copies of it or stuff. So now it's more easily accessible.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Man. What's your favorite I know you said that a food truck may be in the works, right? So what would be your favorite dish? Like, what would be the signature dish that your hot sauce would
already
be like?
I already got you. So I love buns. They do like stuffed buns. Yeah, I know it. Yeah, you know, char siu. The short rib you get from like boneless short rib.
Yeah.
They do like stuffed buns and that. They do steamed and they do baked. But if you always go somewhere, you got to get the steam. Because if you get the bake, you're tasting toast. You're tasting the baked bread. With the steam, you get the taste of everything that's in there.
Mm.
Man, you make my mouth water, man. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I'm hungry again. We was eating.
I have no more
different types of buns with that. And because you can't push crazy food on people right away. You gotta warm them up to it. Mm-hmm. You gotta give people what they want first, and then like, oh man, this person can cook. And then all of a sudden you drop some crazy stuff in there. They're gonna be more entitled to like trying and whatnot.
Right. Okay. So buns.
Bro.
Man, I'm like,
you should do. You know what you should do, yo? I'm just over here brainstorming. Yeah, you should do a meal of the month, bro. Where you only order, they could order a certain meal, and it's mixed in with the hot sauce, or like you do that. Like that would be a signature. Like somebody could get it instead of paying the original price, they pay half because it'd be like a special deal.
You mean like Starbucks do?
Yeah, like how you like, yeah, you got
the special, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying for the food wise.
Would you cook with the food or would it be a dip? Like a barbecue.
Like a size.
Yeah.
I can do both. Yeah, I could do both. You know, at the moment, yeah, I can do custom meals and all that stuff. But due to COVID, I sadly had to move home, and I don't want to do any of that stuff with like my parents around. You know, I got Chris is here. I got nieces. I got nephews. I got, you know, I got kids running around and stuff like that.
So
you know, when I get my own place, there's one thing I'm buying when I get my own place. I worked at a French restaurant. We had this amazing ice cream machine. We had this top of the line ice cream machine. You know, you get your, if you're like a family person, you make ice cream with the kids, you get the bowl, you put the bowl in the freezer, yeah. You wait a whole day, and then you make your toppings, and then you throw it in the bowl, mix it, and then everything gets back in the freezer. Nah, this machine, you turn it on, it's good to go. You turn it on, you pour everything in, 45 minutes, you got yourself soft serve. Whatever flavor I want to do. So I'm going to do infused ice creams, hopefully next, if I can, you know, if COVID lets me move out. If not, then I'm also, my plans were to do infused chocolate bars. But I'm not doing like, you know, just normal chocolate bars. We're going to
gourmet chocolate.
Yeah, there's this French chocolate that it has everything's in French on the bag, and then there's just big numbers. And that shows you how much of the cacao plant is in it. So there's like 76%, there's like 36% and stuff like that. Right. So I'm going to use like top of the line chocolates and infuse it with different flavors and whatnot.
Wow.
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 Well, you let me know when all that's ready.
But it sounds like you did a lot of like the groundwork.
Research. A lot of research, a lot of numbers. I could crunch numbers all night. I love looking at numbers. It all just makes sense to me. Like to get this down to 100 milligrams an ounce, depending on how much liquid I had, you know, how much hot sauce I had to start with.
Yeah, you got to be sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yo, so I know you got some, yo. So give us some funny stories. I'm hitting the mic and everything. You see, I'm over here fucking fighting for my life. So give us a funny story that one of your customers probably experienced with having some of this hot sauce. Yo, I know you heard somebody. Somebody must have texted you back like, "Hey, what the fuck story?"
Yeah. So I got this model friend. I was hoping she would like. She actually got COVID. And she wasn't able to smoke, so she hit me up. And hopefully down the road we'll do a deal where she'd be a little bit of an advertisement for me. She's a great vocalist. She sings, she models, does all that.
Uh-oh, shout her out. Oh, wait. I don't know. Can you shout her out?
I don't know. I just realized she models.
I was like, you know what?
She's like in the beginning phase of it. She's a little shy. She don't want to share.
Got it. Yeah.
Music out just yet. But yeah, she had COVID. She's like, you know, locked in the house. And I told her, I was like, it's 100 milligrams an ounce. It took me a couple of times to perfect this recipe. She had the first time, which I made THC butter with it, so it came out like a buffalo sauce. You had it was a little bit thicker. It's more like a dipping sauce. So she had that, and she said she had like a great mellow high.
That was a good time.
And she said she felt like awakened from this high. And I was like, all right, so the future plans are gonna be the same amount of milligrams. So she was like, all right. And so I told her, it's 100 milligrams an ounce. Don't be like, oh, it's just hot sauce. Let me get a little bit more. I told her, don't do that. I get a text message 15 minutes later. Yo, you're about to be trialed for murder. I'm getting hit by a truck. Hold on, let me get the exact word.
So good. Hit by a truck.
Bro. Yo, I told you I'm over here swinging that shit.
All right. Asia, if you listen to this, I'm sorry. Yeah, I said, I told you there's a phase two. Be careful. Don't think, oh, this is not so bad. Let me have more. And she was like, all right, I'm going to be very calculated. And like 20 minutes later, she was like, I think I ate too much, fam. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, it's happening now. And she fam, it hit me like a bus. And she was like, an angry bus with a vendetta. You're going to jail for murder of an innocent.
Yo, she's mad descriptive, yo.
And she was like, oh no. And I was like, you know, I mean, you into music, you know, throw some shot day, throw some slow bangers, you know, sit back and relax, just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, it's fun.
I mean, it did give me heavy feet. I ain't gonna lie, I got the heavy feet right now. I ain't gonna lie to you. Flying across the world heavy.
I'm gonna let you know that 420 right now is a really good time for me right now.
It's definitely happening.
Holy shit. I don't even know how to see that. That's how I feel. I can't even. She said it felt like a bus violating her. And, yo, that is. Whew.
So, it feels. Are you gonna. Okay, so with that being said, now, are you gonna put some kind of warning label on the bottles?
So for me selling it, obviously you're gonna have to DM me because I'm not straight up yet. I ain't got like a website where you can like order it and just ships right it to you. I'm gonna make sure people have a firm understanding of what I'm talking about. Mm. Like if you wanna hit me in the DMs at Death Blossom Sauces, I'll give ask me any question. I'll break anything down for you.
What made you come up with that name? Did you ask me?
Yeah.
Death Blossom.
Oh, Death Blossom. Blossom. Oh no.
So Death Blossom is going to be the name of the Asian sauce I touched on earlier.
Okay. Nice. Nice. This
comes to all.
You get a twofer, bro.
No, there's going to be a three for me. You got to. I mean, when I'm ready with that
Caribbean
jerk. When I'm ready with the jerk barbecue sauce, I mean, if you guys want to have me back on, I'll be back on.
Yeah. Definitely would love to have you.
Yes.
I would love to have you.
Yes.
You got the barbecue sauce.
Holy shit,
man! You got the barbecue sauce, a mean barbecue, a real barbecue.
I mean, you had the virgin. You had the virgin jerk barbecue sauce. Remember that one time I came over and it took me like all day to cook.
Oh yeah, and we had the ginger beer.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
he was telling us about that,
bro.
You
know, we need that
jerk. I love some jerky.
When I told you I was we was grilling in the snow with him, yo. When we made that, we made like a brisket, yo. But he did it. I'm just taking ownership of it. I was micromanaging, but we more so him made this brisket, yo. This is how the conversation went. Hey, Josh, he was like, "What? You ever been to Texas?" No, what's up? You want to go? Let's get some brisket.
He was like, you know anything about smoking? And I was like, nah, but let's go pick up a brisket.
Those are the two options. These are either going to Texas or making them ourselves. That was the cheapest way.
I mean, obviously, ain't nobody driving to Texas.
Yo, I was down. Hell yeah. I mean, he would have drove most of the way. I'm too old for that shit. I'd have drove like an hour, and then I'm like, all right. let me get back in the passenger seat.
Yeah, I hit Canada in one trip. I didn't take any stops for Canada. That was 16 hours.
Yeah.
No, we can hit Texas.
Yeah.
You drove 16 hours, no stops?
Shit. Yeah.
I mean, I was with a friend, and he wanted to smoke.
No bathroom break?
He was smoking in my car, so he got out.
Nah, that probably was the bathroom break to smoking when he stopped.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, there's only one stop.
Oh, damn.
16 hours, one stop?
Bro, I drove to Chicago once, and I stopped in Ohio twice.
Yo, I stopped in Ohio twice.
Yo, they had to stay the night, bro. That was the longest drive ever. People was like, yo, it only takes 10 and a half. I'm like, yo, it took me 2 days. Like, I can't do it.
So Josh is a young man. He's only 25 years old.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Like, we got to salute that he's only 25 years old and he out here making shit happen.
Yeah, yo.
We're going to give him a flower, man. Like,
no broke 2001.
Yeah,
2021.
I mean, 21.
You know what? If you didn't catch yourself, no one would have
caught that. Like, I don't know. I heard it a couple of times. Like, wait a minute.
Hey, I gave a disclaimer when I started this, and I've been doing pretty damn well. If I ask myself,
yeah.
Because you know, Big Perm down there. Oh, there you go. Hey, what's up? I think it was sweet. Like,
yeah, you see, he had another piece of chicken.
Oh man. So I know we touched a little bit on anime. So since you said your food was kind of like based off the Asian culture, and all y'all watch anime, right?
Nah, I don't watch anime. I know about it. I know about it.
You don't watch it though?
Nah, I sell anime toys, but I don't know about it too much. You know what I mean? I mean, I know a little bit.
Damn. So what little bit do you know? Do you know like that old school, like Dragon Ball Z, like the regular
Cowboy Bebop,
Dragon Ball Z?
Stop me right there. Dragon Ball Z. Okay, what's my name, man name?
I don't even know the Arcadia guy.
I know Goku.
No Afro Samurai?
Nah.
Yo. I heard of it. That was RZA was on there.
I heard of it. That show was older than me.
Afro Samurai.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I'm older than you. And I don't know. We're all older than him. I said.
Holy shit! So that you know, fuck it. I was gonna talk about I was gonna talk about some cool ass anime, but whatever.
Nice try.
Hey, I mean,
very nice try, but you know,
I mean, it happens, man. Y'all didn't even give me like an olive branch or nothing. Y'all just y'all trying to fight, bro? Like y'all got something against me?
I don't know. Last time I watched the cartoon,
how much marijuana does it take to make some of this stuff?
Oh, so we touched up on this a little bit outside when you said we need to stop before everyone else is. So we didn't ask any questions for the show.
Yeah.
So
just the cannabis end of it, how much is incorporated in
the
I'm just curious.
Oh man. I wanna do this a little bit simply. But all right, so there's a lot of numbers involved. When you get from the dispensary, you get your THCA, right?
Mm-hmm.
THCA is THC that hasn't been carbonized yet, so not burned. And I think THCA times 0.85 equals the decarbonated value of THCA, so you're getting your THC. And then you times that by like 10 grams, and then you get your milligrams per gram, and then you times that by how many grams you got.
So how many grams do you normally get to make an ounce of the hot sauce, or 4 ounces? Dude.
So at the moment, I have a tincture that I bought from somebody. It is currently 800 milligrams a gram. So a gram is like a drop of water, I think.
Yeah.
And I got 50,000 milligrams. Wow. And it's about maybe up to here of liquid.
Mm.
So I infuse that with the sauce. But then you got to calculate your numbers for how much sauce divided by how much per gram you want.
Mm.
Do y'all hear this, people? Mm. This man is prepared.
Very calculated man. So no worries.
He know what he's talking about.
His hot sauce is fish.
Man, give him the business because he got the sauce.
Yeah.
So that's how. That's all. You know, you get your from the dispensary. It'll be like 20 to 23%, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you times that by 0.85, you get your THC number in percentage. Times that by 10, then you have your milligrams percentage. Then you times that by how many ounces you have. So you have 7 ounces, and then you get your milligram of THC for your total weight.
Shit, bro.
And then the science behind turning it into a tincture, I have something called a sous vide, which is a water circulator. It'll keep water at a certain temperature for as long as you need it. And so I'll infuse that with, you know, you do glycerin, your Everclear, but with Everclear, you need to evaporate your alcohol. So I'll have it set to like 180 degrees, and then I'll have it evaporate for 12 hours because then you'll get, you know, you get that bitter alcohol taste on it, but you don't want that. And then you infuse it with your liquid.
Can you make infused liquids as far as like alcohol?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, can you make like lemonade and juices and stuff?
I'm talking about.
But I don't want, like, say, like.
You rock.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you both?
Not a lot of people like to get cross-faded, though. I'm just going to throw that out there.
See, I like a good juice. See, when so you get thirsty when you smoke, right? So a good juice, and I mean, I'm smoking and I'm getting high. I would dig it. I would dig it. Maybe not the alcohol part of it, but
yeah, because like, you know, people don't like to be cross-faded. Yeah, that's when they people start to like
a good lemonade or something like that.
Iced tea.
Yeah, I love
iced tea. But you know, there's
that's what I'm drinking, yo.
There's a company in Jersey that's been they've been out there for a little bit. I actually reached out to them to help me branch out, and it's called Easy Bake Co. I don't know if you guys heard of them. Chris's cousin actually recommended me message them, and you know, they've been super helpful. They respond right away. They like how to market, how to do all this stuff. And what they do is I feel like it's a little bit more like on the beaten path what everyone does, but they do kits, which is a little dope. Give you a jar, you mix it up with like milk or eggs or something, you bake the cookies and they do that. But they also do like infused sugar.
Damn.
So yeah, shout out to them because they
shout out to
really
them.
Advice.
Yo,
right.
They give you some good advice.
Yo, yeah, man. Yo, you know what's crazy? I like that story, yo, because they didn't even like they weren't about like, nah, yo, I'm in New Jersey. You can't have yo, they weren't stingy about it, yo. The fact that they was like, hey, yo. Each one teach one, yo. That's what kind of like they mindset, yo.
You know what? I didn't even buy anything from them. I just randomly one day shot them a DM, and then they boom paragraphs of messages, and then I got a voice message. She's like, I don't feel like typing this out, and then it went on for like a minute or two of her breaking everything down for me.
That's crazy.
See, that's word of mouth, right?
That's
there.
Dope. That's nah, like, not only that, but she
but
like.
I'm saying, but that's how they see it.
Yeah.
Versus,
and, you know, it's two black women that run the company.
Yo, salute to them.
Shout out.
Yo, say their name one more time.
Easy Bake Co. Check them out on the Instagrams.
Yep, I'm following you.
Yeah,
right now.
Right. Soon
right
soon,
now. I'm following
Facts.
You. Yep.
Facts.
God damn.
Yeah,
what up, BC? Yo, you've been quiet this whole time, yo. You've been making me nervous. I know. I'm just making sure you good. You ain't say nothing at all.
Now, what about the packaging?
Packaging? What do you mean by that? Like the label? I mean,
you know, as far as the bottles and sending. How do you go about that?
Oh yeah, the delivery.
Yeah, the bottles are pretty. You know, like cheap bottles. They're not plastic.
Yeah, you got yourself some nice glass bottle. You know, check this out. Hold on. I didn't know this when I bought it, but
there's something about the tops.
Right? The tops are dope. Check that out.
Yeah, it's got like a gasket in it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't.
Nice.
Like leak proof.
Yeah,
that's what I'm asking.
And it ain't gonna drip all in there. You'd be like, oh,
that's
man.
Dope. I didn't notice that until I bought it.
Well, I noticed it earlier. That's why I asked you.
Yeah. So, how am I going about shipping it and stuff like that?
Yeah, as far as
you know what,
guarantees.
Yeah. So if I'm shipping it out to you, if the you know, be honest with me, you know, if the bottle breaks, you get your money back, or I'll send you another bottle. And I love to be personable. If you're in the neighborhood, I'll take it right out. You got questions for me? I'll answer all your questions. You know, you want to have a conversation? Let's have a conversation. I'm not trying to rip anybody off. I'm trying to. Trying to get people hot.
Yeah.
Customer service. Don't talk about and some knowledge at the same time.
Facts, yo. That's dope.
Yeah.
Shit.
That is dope.
Hey, listen, man. I'm high. Yeah, I can't.
This has been a great episode. This has been a great episode.
It's gonna be my wrap
up. Josh has been great. Great having you on the show, learning.
Big up to you. Holy shit! So, since we all are all about promoting businesses, helping each other, teaching each other, we're gonna shout out some small businesses that's trying to grow and be big businesses, right?
Right.
So we're gonna start with us, man. This is Solidity This podcast. Follow us on Spotify at Solidity This. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram at Solidity This _ Solidity for our second one. Facebook, come. We gotta come up with a little name for like Solidity family, man. So what we gonna call?
Solidity gang.
About
Solidity gang. Woo! Is always hashtag Solidity gang.
Well, come join the Solidity gang.
We got the Lions Den.
Yo, that's what we in.
We there, brother. This is the Lions Den.
We also got some merch. I know you see the
merch. We got the Solidity merch.
Yeah, man. Go cop those on SolidityClothing.com. Like I said, become a Facebook friend on Solidity. Yo, shout out to my beautiful girl who got the ashtrays, the custom joints. Yeah, she's been killing it, bro. Like, her business been growing, like, word of mouth, man.
So you gonna shout a name out?
Yes, can I? I'm trying to lay this down, bro. I was in the middle of foreplay over here, bro. I was taking step by step. Nah, it's We the People Designs. Yo, she got shirts coming, bro.
Yeah, I see she grinding.
Yo, hard, man. I'm so proud of her, yo. Just out there. Then we got you out here killing us with the hot sauce. At what was it again, Josh?
We got Death Blossom Sauces.
Uh-huh. And what was the two women that you said again?
Oh, yeah. It's Easy Bake Co. Mm-hmm. If I shout somebody out?
Yeah, go ahead. Do your thing.
So, you know, a little bit back in the day, I got a person that's got big dreams. She's been grinding. She went from no schooling and nothing to big in the pastry world. She's been on TV doing her own pastries and stuff. Her name is Sweet Deep. You want to hit her up on Instagram. She does like custom sprinkles. Her favorite thing in the world is sprinkles. She does any color, any flavor. She does different pastries to sell. She does croissants. She does cakes.
This is
Virgil's song.
Good already.
Right?
Sound good already.
Where you at? Everybody pulling phones out like, where you at?
Oh, man.
Let me get you. Yeah, it's called Sweet D's Bake Shop. Mm-hmm. Go check her out on Instagram. I also got one more thing to say at the end. If y'all got some more shout outs,
now we just got Coast to Coast. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to do a little bit of a giveaway contest.
Yeah.
If y'all don't mind. So if you're on YouTube, you definitely see this has been in front of me the whole time. We're going to be giving away a 4-ounce bottle, and then we're going to give a secondary one away, a 1-ounce bottle. That's all right with y'all.
Yes.
So we gonna need y'all to follow Solidity This on Instagram. We're gonna need you guys to follow Death Blossom Sauces on Instagram. Solidity This, we're gonna put up a post, like, comment,
share,
and then what on Friday? We're gonna scroll through some comments.
Yeah, and announce
it. We're gonna randomly select two people. If you're in the neighborhood, I'll drop it off myself. If you're a little bit far away, we'll mail that out to you.
Hey, man.
We're going to get you high, as he said. We're going to get you high today.
Yeah, man. But, yo, let's. I was going to say Coast to Coast. You got a toy show. You got a car show coming up, right?
Yeah, I mean, we got a show coming May 2nd. I mean, we got a few shows coming up, so we'll talk about it.
Okay. All right.
But shout out Sweet and Sour Miracles.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Yeah, Angel doing a thing over there.
Yeah, man.
Yep. She got a podcast in the works, too. Look out.
Yeah. Well, other than that, guys, thanks for joining us. This is Solidity This.
Let's talk about it.